Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Most televisions that have been produced, at least in the United States or for the United States market over the last several years, have been quote-unquote smart TVs. They have more software in them, I guess, you know, Netflix and Hulu and God knows what else in them. And of course, as your devices get smarter, they become more susceptible to security risks. And so I've long resisted just even having, any sort of intelligence at my television, because mostly what comes out of the television is pretty dumb anyway. So, why have the intelligence there? But also, the television is a longer term purchase item. I mean, the only reason we even replaced our televisions, in the last 5 years is because, they were tube televisions and, everybody sort of marched to digital. And at some point, it became just problematic to hang on to those old TVs. And so, when we bought a TV, I purposely bought one that was about as dumb as it could possibly get. And even, I guess there was we placed another TV in our house that I can't remember if it has stuff on it or not. But basically, it's just a big screen, right? And honestly, I think just from a security standpoint, screens should be dumb, and you can put the intelligence in a box off to the side, right? And of course, I guess a lot of people have this proliferation of boxes off to the side. They've got, your Roku and your Apple TV and God knows what else. But the nice thing about those boxes is they can actually be upgraded. Whereas, unfortunately, the stuff that's in your television, who knows if it could be upgraded? And honestly, I don't know that I necessarily want my TV phoning home or even the boxes that I have hooked up to the thing phoning home. But when you get a quote unquote smart TV, and if you don't like it, well, you kind of have to throw the whole thing out, or if the services it support no longer are functioning, then you're out of luck basically. And from a security perspective, those televisions are, pretty scary, right? Because, they don't get these are companies that are not used to have to dealing with security vulnerabilities that are now going to there's now going to be potentially things that can be hacked on these televisions. And so, I kind of think that making your television smart is actually a pretty dumb move at this point. I tend to avoid, all but the dumbest of televisions because, I don't even really watch that much television anyway. And hopefully by the time I have to buy another television, problem will have sorted itself out and things will be more secure. But in the meantime, I think I'm going to take the approach that my television should be dumb, just like the content that comes out of it. And then therefore I'm going to, if I want intelligence, I'm going to add it with an external box, because at least those I can upgrade and that there's some chance that those things might actually get updates, because the TV box manufacturers seem to be better about updating things than the TV manufacturers themselves. And again, I think the little boxes, I think, have a shorter lifespan than a typical television, which, hopefully will last 10 years. But who knows? I mean, the rate they're trying to recycle everything through, maybe 5 years may be normal for a television, but that still seems kind of wasteful to me. But anyway, and of course, there's those who think that the next wave of cybercrime will come through your smart TV. And, and until these vendors get their act together, I think buying dumb things is probably not a bad idea. At least the television, because, and that's going to be even scarier when, more things get intelligence. And so right now I've been kind of sitting out some of the smart home stuff because, I just know that there's going to be security issues with it. And and honestly, I can get up and flip a switch easier than anything else. Or, the only quote unquote smart thing in my house is my thermostat, which has a schedule that's about just about as complicated as it needs to be. I just don't see the need for all this other stuff that people are doing. So maybe I'm being a Luddite in that regard, and I could be, but I also know where all the risks are, and I feel much better about not adding additional risks into my household. I got enough things coming over my internet connection. Thanks. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.